I'm going to talk again about the mystery. Paul wrote a lot about the mystery. And the whole New Testament, you find that it was a mystery, a secret in under the old covenant. It was hidden from all the generation before Jesus showed up. But after he got up, the secret was revealed. God did some things in the old days under the old covenant. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream. Called all of his wise men, the astrologers and soothsayers and all of his men. They said, tell us the dream, O king, and we'll give you the interpretation of it. And king was pretty wise. He said, no, if I tell you the dream, you can tell me any kind of lie. So I know you're going to tell me the truth. Tell me both the dream and the interpretation. They said, can't nobody do that, king. And he said, well, I'm going to kill all of you. and the word got to Daniel. Said, why is this so hasty? Why is the king command is so hasty? Why you want to? He said, sent word to the king. Tell the king, give me time. I can give him the dream and the interpretation. He called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those four guys was on the king's staff, along with these other wise men, supposedly. And so, Daniel got with me, like I said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they started praying. So, Lord, we want to know this, what is this dream is about. And the Bible says in the night season, God revealed the dream of what he dreamed and the interpretation. He said, I'm ready to go before the king. Tell him I'm ready. I got it. And to make a long story short, he went before the king, told him exactly what he had dreamed. He said, that's right. Then he gave him the interpretation. He made those four Hebrew boys, put them at the top of his list on his staff. But under that covenant, things were concealed and not revealed. And the Spirit of the Lord, as I said earlier, only came upon the king, priest, and prophet. And the rest of the people didn't have the Spirit of the Lord upon them. But here in this covenant that we have, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. There's been many things said. I know you've been watching TV. I know that you know that we have an election coming up this year. I know you've seen all the activity that's been going on. I don't know all of it because I don't watch all of it. I watch occasionally because I don't want that stuff getting in my system. I don't keep my heart full of the Word of God. I keep up to find out, you know, what's going on. And like I said earlier, they're trying to predict what's going to happen. And see, this is what Satan wants to, and they try to be forceful with it, you know, like they're so accurate, they know so exact. But the devil is about to get blown out of the water. This joker, he overstepped his boundary this time. We're about to see miracles on corners of street corners that like we have never seen before. Some church is going to get emptied and some going to get filled. All right, yeah. Just, y'all mark that down. Yes, this is August what? 19th? Mark it down. Because there's going to be some people that can find out the truth. They're going to come out of that deadline situation. And they're going to run to Jesus. We're about to see some fire burning like we have never seen anything like this. We're about to see the winds of the Spirit blow. The fire going to burn it, and the wind going to blow away the debris. All the chaff, the wind is going to blow it away. And the pure praise, the pure worship will be, all that debris will be cleaned out and blown away. And God's children on this earth is going to offer him some praise and worship. And God can't stand it. He just can't stand it. He can't stand that kind of praise. He can't stand and sit back in the back room. He going to be right up in the middle of it with us. And he going to take a seat. That means he's there to stay. You don't sit down, go in somebody's house and sit down. You know, if you just run in, going to run out. That's all right. I'm finna leave. Now he coming in and taking a seat.